Transportation network companies Lyft and Uber are not supposed to be operating in the city. That is until a panel of interested parties is formed and can think of how Lyft and Uber will fit into the current vehicle for hire ordinance known as Chapter 33. San Antonio police say nothing has changed as of now, and they will continue to enforce the ordinance. Before the City Council's Public Safety Committee this week, people argued their cases. In the end, those with concerns like Yellow Cab employee Mary Jane Ortiz won the committee members over.
They can't follow the law or the ordinance or respect of your instructions of not operating their business for now. Ladies and gentlemen of the board, what makes you think they will follow any ordinance?
George Alva chairs the Transportation Advisory Board.
These companies force local governments to respond to them. Do you honestly feel that rewarding them with their own personal set of biased, unfair, and unbalanced laws is the proper response to their invasion? I think not.
Patricia, a Lyft driver, also spoke before the committee. She said she drives overnights for a purpose.
I understand that drinking and driving is a big problem in all of our cities in Texas. And everything that I do with Lyft is to help prevent that. About 90% of the people that I have driven home safely have been out drinking.
Councilman Joe Cryer sits on the Public Safety Committee. He says people like the automobile insurance industry and someone from the Convention and Visitors Bureau should sit on the new task force. He's disappointed the companies have continued to operate.
I think the first thing that Lyft Uber needs to do is to follow the rules and regulations we have.
But he says they should be a part of the conversation to decide how the issue moves forward. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.